Hey, our thanks again this morning to John Diamond. John was up in Maine last week.
Have you eaten all that stuff?
We've left some for you, Tom.
Well, you're so nice.
Oh, I didn't know you hadn't been over there yet, Tom.
No, I hadn't been over there.
I just got the last one, sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
It's the whoopie pie, and it's the state treat of Maine.
I will only say this, two observations. Number one, delicious.
Yeah.
Number two, and I told Scott this, I don't know how someone could eat an entire one.
Certainly not in one sitting. You have to get up and walk around the house for a while.
And does it store well?
Well, I don't know. You can take it home with you. I mean, you can put it in a Ziploc bag, or we can leave it out here for the gremlins down the hall. I mean, either way. Take it to the sales staff. That'd get them logy for the day.
That's true, man.
Doesn't take much to get them logy. But anyway, thank you, John, for doing that.
Boy, he'd be sleeping in the movie theater by noon.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, South Carolina man.
We'll be talking with you after the show.
That's right. South Carolina man.
Weak kid.
Struck by lightning this week.
Not really.
For the sixth time.
Really? Sixth time?
That's I thought it didn't happen twice. Usually because the place isn't there after the first time.
He got his and ours, too.
He needs to stay indoors.
He should. Melvin Roberts, recovering in a hospital after being struck at his home. His wife and her husband was outside trying to cover his
lawnmower. They was outside?
They was outside trying to cover the lawnmower when he got struck.
I hope he's still insured.
He was lying unconscious in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Last time Melvin was struck was way back in '07. Carries a scar on his head from the first time and scars on his legs from the '07 strike.
I remember in '07.
Six times.
Well, he needs to stop wearing that weather vane on his head.
Well, like you say,
no kidding.
Just staying in the house would probably be good. Having lost a leg, it didn't stop David Phillips from breaking into a house in Perth, Scotland to steal jewelry and computers.
Until, all this time I thought Perth was in Australia.
Well, they've got one in Scotland, too, apparently. Until, that is, he left a trail of only right footprints plus crutch marks through the mud all the way from the crime scene to his apartment. As a spokesperson said for the police, it's not the hardest series of crimes to solve. I mean, really, David, come on. Just surprise them sometime. You know, like, don't use the crutches. Just hop.
Yeah, Gregory Peck had that problem in Moby Dick. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
Right,
An ATM receipt showing a balance of nearly $100 million discovered at a New York bank. The receipt, dated June 18th, didn't list the account holder's name, but it does indicate the person has $99,864,731.94 in a personal savings account.
It's a passbook savings.
Yeah.
That's
after a $400 withdrawal and the $275 service charge. I mean, really? An article in the New York Post speculates that the holder of the account may be Wall Street investor David Tepper. When contacted by the Post, Tepper denied ownership of the receipt, pointed out that he would never do something as irresponsible as leaving $100 million in a savings account. That's for sure. I don't know who Dave is, but I kind of tend to agree with him if you've got that much. Okay, it's Friday.
Okay.
How many of your...
Got to get down on Friday.
How many of your coworkers went ahead and took today off?
I don't know.
So that they could piece together...
A four-day weekend.
The ultra-long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But for those of you who have to work, and you're really happy with your workplace, I thought we would point out the top four distractions. Because as we mentioned these, somehow or other, there's a good chance by the end of the day, you'll make one of them your distraction that'll keep you from working. You know, we try to come up with websites when we find websites that are fun. Anything that we can do to help marginalize your productivity at work, we like to help you out when we can. But here we go. These are the workplace distractions that will hamper your productivity. Room temperature. Cornell University studied the effect of increasing temperature in the workplace from 68 to 77 degrees. Errors at the company fell by 44%, and typing output increased 150%.
Sorry about that.
That's all right, with the increased temperatures. Again, office managers, bosses, when it goes from 68 to 77, the typing output increased 150%, and errors...
Really? It was on do not disturb that time.
And errors fell 44%. So just saying. Another study indicates that an office can also be too hot. But remember, 77 here. The Internet. Believe it or not, nearly 60% of work interruptions are thanks to the Internet. What are the other 39%?
No kidding. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're looking over the other guy's shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're the one that is saying, you know.
Come look at this, dude.
Yeah. Red Jack on Black Queen.
Yeah. Unplanned conversation. Telephone calls. Walk-in clients. Talkative colleague. Just think about that. Unplugged conversations can have a dramatic effect on your productivity.
Hey, we do 3 hours of unplanned conversation.
Yeah, we do.
Right here.
Yeah, but people let us in. It's not like a radio just happens by their office and takes up their time.
It's not like we're voicemail, okay? Think about that. Yeah. And design. The design of office workstations often linked to health, comfort, and productivity in the workplace. Chairs that are not adjustable, desks that are too small, can cause sore backs and contribute to the dreaded CTS, carpal tunnel syndrome.
It was named after the captain in Tunnels.
That's what I was thinking.
The captain in Tunnels syndrome. A study found that individuals who receive office ergonomic training and sat in highly adjustable chairs increased productivity by 17.8%. I have an ergonomic chair right here that I stand in front of.
Of the day. Yeah, it doesn't wear out that way.
No, it doesn't. I think it has. It's probably increased the life of the
Sitting in it.
Yeah, by me not sitting in it probably helped. Well, plus the fact, though, that I have to hike myself up to get way in there.
I know.
It's July, and it's hot, hot, hot. But you can cool off at any Rattler store in town. Get into Rattlers today and grab any size fountain drink for only 79 cents. Or if you want an icy cold one, then pick up a 20-pack of Bud, Coors, Miller, or Miller Lite for only $15.99. If you've got the munchies, pick up two large tubes of Pringles for only $2. Rattlers, a cool place to cool off. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
It's time for the Brazos Valley to have local news in high definition. Tune to ABC 40 weeknights at 10 p.m. for local news now in HD with Ann, Bruce, Matt, and Tiffany. Not sure how to get our HD signal? Find us on Suddenly Channel 720, DirecTV Channel 40, your antenna TV Channel 40. ABC 40 takes storm tracking to a new level like never before with Tornado Predictor Max HD. Watch the ABC 40 Night Beat tonight and see the difference.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's about 12 minutes till, and it's Friday, and it's the first Friday in July. Don't forget, you can go downtown. It's downtown Bryan. They have First Friday, you know, coming up this weekend.
I wonder how they came up with that name.
I'm not sure. It's pretty creative, though, don't you think?
First Friday.
Yeah. Employees who put off their vacations may be ready to start taking them. More than a third of workers say they're more comfortable taking a vacation this summer than they were last year. The Career Builder survey also found that of those who will take a vacation, 26% plan to take 7 to 11 days. 11% will be gone for 2 weeks or longer. We are U.S. Americans. You know, you realize that compared to the Europeans, our vacations suck over here.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Because they get like 19 weeks over there.
Yeah, cradle to grave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That and, cradle to grave insurance. I mean, coverage. So, just saying.
But then they have those pesky things like, you know, like you got going on in Greece right now.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we're not going to be able to pay all those pensions we promised to you when you were born.
And you're 51 years old and you can... You can retire with 80% of your salary as a pension for life.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to do that anymore.
And by the way.
Sorry.
By the way, while we're talking about that, you hear what they did in Alto, Texas? Well, you know, Alto was having a problem with their little budget thing, just like we are all over Texas.
Oh, wait, I think I did hear this, but please continue.
They got rid of their police force.
Yeah, they told them all, you're no longer needed here.
So you can speed
through Alto?
Yeah.
There's no stop sign there?
No. See, here you go.
You're undead.
The police chief himself had to put a padlock on the station house. It's the economy, you know. It's the economy, stupid. Other Texas towns making...
Actually, in that case, I think it's the stupid economy.
Well, them too. Making similar cutbacks... which this is kind of an interesting story that repeated itself. The town of 1,190 people will get their cops back once things improve. Meanwhile, the county sheriff's department is providing protection. Yesterday, four people tried to rob a bank, and they were caught.
Well, good for the county sheriff.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Yeah. That's kind of a neat deal. Hey, the BBC has added a device to a website that lets Wimbledon viewers turn up the commentary and turn off the grunts that are being made by those players.
Well, that's half the fun of watching Maria.
Shara.
Pova.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go.
That's right. That's
stop.
Right.
You stop.
She'll be.
Unless you've got her audio, you stop.
That's right. She'll be grunting in tomorrow.
World's most expensive shaver out there, a razor made from meteorite metal and sapphire. Sold for over $100,000.
There's nine blades on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a great soul group in the 50s.
Yeah. 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 Uh-huh. Oh, the so-called Zafiro Iridium features solid white sapphire blades that supposedly last forever. The manufacturer says the blades are sharpened using high-energy ionized particles to create an edge that is less than 1,000 atoms wide.
So where do I get this razor, and how much will it cost me?
$100,000.
Oh, well, that's all.
Yeah,
no.
I think it's available at Walgreens.
Yeah, I was going to pick it up with my wallet today.
Yeah,
you know?
So as seen on TV, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Public service announcement for officials, Jefferson County, Colorado. That's pretty much Denver. Dog owners must clean up after their poochie poos. From July 9th through the 17th, animal control officers and volunteers will be encouraging dog owners to pick up after their pups in parks, trails, and neighborhoods. Yep, volunteers will be wearing blue poop fairy shirts.
Poop fairy?
Poop fairy.
Poop fairy?
That's it. As they greet park
users. What's under their pillow?
Do you call your mom and say, hey, I got that part-time job for the summer that you wanted me to find.
Yeah.
Dad, I'm going to be a poop fairy.
That's right. Well, I wear a name tag and everything.
They'll be there to greet.
Pretty sure Dad would just start drinking right then.
To greet people with doggies and remind them it's their duty to take care of them.
I heard what you did there.
Thank you.
I heard it. Okay. You said duty on a story about poop.
Only because it's Friday. Anyway, otherwise there's a $30 fine.
Because it's our duty poop segment.
Always happens on Fridays.
That's right. I think so.
Yeah.
Otherwise there's a $30 fine.
You're lucky, folks. We normally only talk about poop at 6 o'clock.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
But it is Friday before holiday.
Duty poop.
That's right. And most of you are taking off today. So.
Oh. And they're going, God, listen to this.
What is this?
This is terrible.
My neighbor said these guys were good.
Yeah.
Are you looking for a vehicle that's hip and hot? But
always.
You
know, well, Tom, Tom is because, he's the trendsetter. Uh-huh.
But it can still handle juice boxes and massive science projects. Yep, that's right. Here we go. Here are the cars that are the most family-friendly but aren't minivans. Number 5 is the Kia Sorento. Number 4 is the Toyota Highlander. Then Mr.
Yes, that's what BD Squared has.
Yeah, that's right. Number 3 is the Chevrolet Equinox. Number 2 is the Dodge Journey. Number 1, I think we all know, would of course be the Ford Flex.
Mm.
Ford Flex?
And that's to hold juice boxes and what? Is also hip?
Juice boxes, science projects, and it's a hip car as well.
Well, as far as an unpaid endorsement goes, and I know those are unheard of on this station.
Uh-huh.
But my wife, 2 years later and almost 50,000 miles later in 2 years, still loves her Honda Pilot.
She's got her Honda, huh?
Yep.
Her
and
Honda Pilot.
Just absolutely loves it.
It works, huh?
Yep.
Does the job for you? That's all that matters.
Do you live in the country or in an area where there's no high-speed internet? Are you tired of dial-up and waiting forever to get your email or trying to surf the web? Your wait is over. Now, high-speed internet is available almost everywhere. Now you can go to websites at the click of a mouse, and no more waiting. Do your banking, pay bills, surf the web like it's supposed to be, and best of all, no more waiting. So now is the time for you to get high-speed internet. Call Starfire at 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH. And start surfing the web. Call right now and get free basic installation. Call Starfire today for details at 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Just because it's Friday, you know, we... Let's take a call. It's late on Friday. Yes?
Hey, man, I'm listening and enjoying, but I didn't know you guys were like Rush and had open line Friday.
Yeah, we do. Where are you? Are you here?
Well, I just pulled into the church over here. Got to go by the office, and then it's Sam's time.
There we go.
All right.
Sam's time. Thanks, man.
Have a good weekend,
you too.
My man.
See you later. All right. Sam's time.
You betcha.
Yep. All right, you know, we have a strict policy against making fun of people's names.
We do?
Yes. Today's fashion update, though, is fashion graduate Sarah Butt, who hopes to win...
Hey, if she's in that grocery store family, I'm not making fun of her
right.
name. So.
$10,000 scholarship to help launch a fashion label. So, we'll see. Charlie Girl is what it's called. Hope that works for you, Sarah Butt. British study shows that receiving motivational text messages can help smokers quit. But what? But could it help them stop eating? Hey, fatty. Can we just do that? Just kind of text them. Hey, fatty.
The last sip of coffee almost went over the microphone with that one.
Hey, fatty.
Fatty, fat, fat.
Quit eating, fatty. See how that works?
What are you doing? I bet you're eating, aren't you?
That's right. 5,800 smokers
you're
in the study.
You're going to get fatter.
They were randomly divided into two groups. And the ones that received text messages the first 5 weeks and then three text messages per week for the next 6 months did a better job of quitting smoking. So just saying. Do we have a lot of movies for you to talk about today?
Well, you talk about it. My internet just went down.
Obi-Nobi.
It did? Oh, no.
Yeah, I can't.
Boy, it's a good thing I didn't have it.
I can't open my Firefox.
We'd be stupid and sick.
I mean, I got a couple of things, but I don't have the movies.
I'm fine. It's all right.
I got some things.
We can make it happen. Okay. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
I know Duncan and Alonzo opened a machine shop in downtown Baltimore. They said, this ain't going to work. They were making milk bottle caps machines, by the way. 6 years later, they said, let's change it and go by our last names, and we'll be Black and Decker.
How'd that work out?
1910.
Yeah, pretty good.
Coca-Cola adopted its distinctive contour bottle to set itself apart from its competitors, this date, 1916. The self-lighting cigarette was patented. It really didn't work too well, did it? 1922.
No.
I mean, just saying.
No, it's still lit, though.
Yeah. And in 1963, we started doing these zip code thing in U.S. America. So,
in what year?
1963.
Really?
Yep. Been around
that. Zip codes?
Zip codes, yeah.
Zip codes have only
you
been
mean
around
like,
for...
Like the five-figure zip code?
Yeah, it was zone something program.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. You used to do just a two-digit number.
Well, or less. A long time ago, it was New York 7, New York. Remember, you know, like if you're writing off, I've got a secret or something.
Yeah.
Kind of
well, I remember mine in San Antonio was San Antonio 13, Texas.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
Yeah.
We had Bryan, Texas, and College Station, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So. Because we didn't need zones. We weren't that big. All right.
There you go.
One
of the movies you're probably going to talk about is this Larry Crown with Tom Hanks. His co-star in Bosom Buddies, Peter Scolari, almost was in that movie. Hanks asked him to be in the movie, but he had an off-Broadway engagement that he could not get out of.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So I bet he probably would have liked to have been in the movie.
I guess.
That's right. And if you're a teenager, which we aren't, the Disney Channel is having an open audition in Richmond, Virginia on July the 9th. They just want new blood on the Disney Channel. So they're saying, come on, come all, try out. You may be a star. Yeah. So go to Richmond.
There won't be anybody at that.
No.
And no help.